Rats off a ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
Welcome back. It's time to get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats off a ship. Jennifer will give us a topic. We'll decide whether our rats are on the ship or off the ship. Jennifer, what do you got for us today?
Well, first, we have the Marlins' new City Connect uniforms.
Ooh, they've been teasing these. Okay.
They have. Here is a collection of photos for you.
Wow. Okay, they're going Miami Vice. Popular.
Yeah, like Vice.
I like the 305 hat. I like that 305 hat.
Yep.
All right, Retro Wave. Do they have the... Okay, so I thought it was their Marlins old patch.
Oh, they lost me with the stripes.
You don't like the stripes. I don't know if I love the stripes either.
I don't really.
It looks like a shirt.
Either.
It doesn't look like a jersey.
All right, so
also if they were, they should go like vertical,
like baseball. Yeah. Baseball stripes go up and down,
not horizontal. Mm.
Yeah.
Call them pinstripes, but go ahead.
I'll never forget one time there was a Marlins commercial where Dan Uggla fat shamed somebody for wearing horizontal stripes.
Mm. So glad you finished that.
I'm going to say not rats off a ship because I like the hat more than I dislike the jersey. So I'm going to say not rats off a ship. Leroy?
I'm the same way. Love the hat. Now, if they had those ridiculous stripes like the old Pittsburgh hat.
Pirate hat?
Oh.
Willie Stargell?
Then I'm out. But I don't see the stripes on the hat. I'm getting a hat. I'm going to get a hat.
Jennifer, your rats?
I'm not rats off a ship. I think I would get something out of the collection.
What about you, Dan Day?
Definitely not rats off a ship. I love everything about those City Connect jerseys. The 305 hat. I even think the stripes are a little sharp, a little something different, a little something nice in there. I like everything about those uniforms.
I like it. All right. We like the new City Connects. I don't know. Do I like them more than the last one? The Sugar Kings one. I like those red ones.
I like those red ones.
I do like
those red ones.
Those
are good.
Those are fire. All right.
Because nothing says Miami like a red jersey.
Those are cool.
That says Latino.
Yeah, plus it's got the Cuban connect and everything. That's cool. Yeah,
like exactly.
That. What's number two, Jennifer?
For number two, we have John Halliburton's apology, which is Tyrese's dad.
John Halliburton. Tyrese Halliburton's father has apologized to Giannis.
Correct. Would you like to hear the apology?
Yeah, I'll hear him out.
He says, I sincerely apologize to Giannis, the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Pacers organization for my actions following tonight's game. This was not a good reflection on our sport, our son, and I will not be making that mistake again.
Rats off a ship. Damage is done. You waved a towel in Giannis's face. Yeah, you made me listen to Giannis. When you were gone, we played Giannis's 4-minute explanation of all the thing. And that's off a ship. Just the damage is done. What are you going to do?
Yep.
You know who should hang out? John Halliburton and Jax Olbrook. The son and the dad. Those two deserve each other. What about you, Leroy? His apology do anything for you?
I'm rats off a ship. The damage is already done. Once you start, and think about this. Here's where a parent needs to be more aware. For reasons nobody can explain, nobody likes Halliburton anyway.
Weird.
It's a weird thing. So the last thing we need is your dad putting your kid out there even more.
What about you, Jennifer? John Halliburton's apology do anything for you?
I mean, I appreciate the apology because if he didn't apologize, we would be saying...
Where's your apology?
Exactly. So, I could say I'm not rats off a ship just for that reason only.
Very forgiving soul. What about you, Dan Day?
I'm not that forgiving.
I'm definitely not rats off a ship right there. Not rats off a ship. We all make mistakes. That's what apologies are for. He came out, said, got a little carried away. I don't appreciate him going, it's not a good reflection on our game, because last I checked, he's not playing or in the NBA. I thought that was a little strange. But, yeah, I think he and Giannis both admitted they got caught up. And then, you know, we all get caught up sometimes. We make mistakes. We apologize. But, once again, John Halliburton, I don't know how it's our game, but nonetheless, no, not rats off a ship.
Did he play?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I mean, he better have played talking about our game.
Junior high basketball.
Did John Halliburton play basketball? I'm sure he played basketball. I don't know what level. Did John Halliburton play in the NBA?
No.
It doesn't appear so, Leroy. He has no Wikipedia.
So, Leroy, you know, it's a bad reflection in the NFL in our game. You know, you and I, you know how it is.
I'm telling you, I get mad at people all the time and call them out all the time. Guys say, oh, yeah, I played. I say, who you play for? He said, Cincinnati. I say, when?
His cousin played. You know who his cousin was, Halliburton?
Who?
Was Eddie Jones.
Oh, okay.
Former Heat guard Eddie Jones. It says his father John is a basketball referee, according to Wikipedia.
Oh.
Referee? NBA referee?
No, I believe just a referee at some level. I'm looking, trying to.
I mean, hell, we could all go get a referee job at the rec center.
What's number three, Jennifer?
Love how I'm just being called out in the chat. All right, for number three, guys, I think we know why Hassan Whiteside has gotten swole.
He's swole AF right now. I mean, he looks like a monster, and he's dominating the Puerto Rican League.
Well, you want to know why he did that?
Why is that?
I could only imagine it's for the gorillas.
Really?
He has a gorilla take.
Okay.
Let me show you why. He posted on Instagram, he said, me and 100 of my homies with Timberlands whooping a gorilla. No cap.
Wow.
Okay. Okay.
And ended it with a 100 at the end.
He did put a 100. Well, that's how you know it's real.
That's how you know.
And I'm going to tell you, Mr. Whiteside, when he rip your arm off and start beating everybody else's ass with your arm, they going to run. So it's going to be like 12 of your friends. Because you're going to lose 75%. Let's be honest. Soon as that gorilla ripped one person up, I don't care how down for the cause you are. Some people leaving.
You keep saying this. The first victim is going to make everybody a coward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, listen. I'm not talking about dude go in there and he get punched up a couple of times, and then everybody's like, oh, no, he ain't going to do that to me.
You guys are really underestimating the strength of a wild animal.
Getting your arm ripped off, getting something crazy happen to you, and you sitting there talking about supporting your boy, and I'm like, nah, I ain't about that.
I don't know if you've ever seen SpongeBob, but the people of my age have. And you know when Sandy turns into a full monster and rips off Patrick's head? That's exactly what's going to happen here. I'm just saying.
She's a cartoon squirrel.
Hey, wait, what are we talking about make-believe while talking about 100 men fighting a silverback gorilla?
100
Hassan. It's a gorilla who lives in the wild, okay?
100 Hassan Whitesides beat a gorilla.
Hey, check this out. First of all, that gorilla ain't losing to nobody that has a fish tank in their house, right?
It's an aquarium.
That dude, that gorilla lives in the wild. He dealing with, you see the stuff that goes on in the wild?
Nothing made me happier than when Hassan Whiteside appeared on my favorite Animal Planet show, Tanked, where they make celebrities fancy aquariums. I love that show.
Yeah, okay, and that guy's going to go fight a silverback gorilla.
No, they had a downfall. A lot of those, they couldn't handle the fame of Tanked.
Hey, you know what they're going to do? They're going to have him with one arm and a half a leg talking to his fish.
I'm not rats off a ship on Hassan Whiteside. I'm full team Whiteside on this. I think he can do it. Leroy.
Wow. I'm rats off a ship. Dude.
Rats off a ship.
For a guy who spent as much time as you have in the zoo, and as much as you love nature.
Yep.
I can't
and
believe
the knowledge
you
have behind it too.
Right. I am flabbergasted that you feel this way about wild animals.
There's two things that I think. One, I think.
Hey, how about, remember Lion, Tiger King?
Yeah.
Right? You know, with Tiger King?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody played with the tiger, and then they had the one girl with the nub.
She did get bit.
Because the tiger went tiger? Mm-mm.
One-on-one.
One swing, and he's taking out at least 12 people.
No.
I'm just saying.
That's.
Are you serious?
What are the physics on that?
There's are you
no
serious?
Way.
Wait.
There's
do
no
you
way.
Do you understand how strong a silverback gorilla is?
Yeah,
do you
not
understand
100
how strong
people
100
strong.
Men are?
Hold up. First of all, snack time. Don't talk. Okay.
I got this. I get them.
Dan gets the thing in a body lock and then throws
he's gonna eat a Hassan Whiteside and then pick his teeth with Dan Day. What y'all doing?
Sorry, we know you two.
Plus,
Dan,
here, just let's look at the physics of this. Dave South said it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
How are 100 people going to attack a gorilla at the same time? He only going to have to fight 4 or 5 at a time.
Spo just started talking. Finally.
Ooh. Oh.
No, you're wrong. Like you definitely can put this in waves to attack the gorilla. Somebody can throw.
So wait, if I'm fighting 12 dudes,
mm-hmm.
how many dudes gonna actually be able to get around me to actually
at least 20.
Fight?
You could at least get 20.
You act like it's a kung fu movie where everybody
once you get
fights
that gorilla,
one-on-one.
Once you get that gorilla down and stomp on it, like it's done.
And stomp on it?
Yeah.
Did you see? Wait. You think Hassan Whiteside is swole? Have you seen how swole that gorilla is?
You're nuts.
What?
You're nuts.
That's crazy.
You're underestimating 100
people. That's absolutely
crazy.
You're underestimating it.
Dan, what are you? Where are your rats on Hassan Whiteside's?
Rats off a ship.
I'm rats off a ship on this whole argument and conversation.
He's done
with
it.
With you.
Thank you.
I've dealt with it for a day now. I don't know.
Number four.
Yeah, everywhere I went yesterday, it was just.
It was everywhere. Listen, it's a fun conversation. It's a fun conversation. Number four, Jennifer.
Well, guys, extras being arrogant. How do we feel about that? I don't even want to give it that much time.
He posts on Instagram his beautiful hair with the caption after beating the Heat on their logo: "Strictly business, nothing personal." And then a breakfast emoji because they refer to the Heat as their breakfast.
That's personal. Call me breakfast?
I mean, look, I'm rats off a ship just on Max Strus's whole
rats off a ship.
Evil turn. I don't really have a beef with him. Let's to the victor goes the bleep talk. But I just don't like his hair. It's too much. Rats off a ship.
Hey, and could we pick a different guy to never miss?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Holy smokes. I mean, he shot 4 threes in a row that didn't touch rim.
Crazy.
I was like, oh.
Where are your rats, Leroy?
I'm rats off a ship. I feel too bad for my team.
Rats off a ship.
Like, I get Strus being, you know, he peacocking right now. You know, his team
we had you
played
when
an
you
incredible
were
series.
We had you when you were nothing. You were DePaul boy. Nobody cared about you. Nobody could say your name. They called you Strauss.
This all happened after this whole bachelorette thing.
He was other goalie.
You couldn't even pull honeys in Wynwood without us. And you were a no-show in the finals. And now you show up all handsome. Oh, look at my hair. Good for you.
In all defense, he was always handsome. I'm not going to take that away from
but
him.
But the hair now adds an element to it, which is just like, you know? Him and Gabe Vincent. So handsome! And now look at them! They've changed! And people want to repeat culture.
What did Bernie Mac... Well, no, not Bernie Mac. Who's it said? He said, when you get all that money, you going to change? He said, you damn right I'm going to change.